Vernon Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to welcome you on out. Welcome to the Taj Mahal. This podcast is all about helping you get what you need to get to where you got to go, and that's my promise to you. Yo, okay? So make sure you stick around. Hit that subscribe button if this is your first time here. If you've been with me along the journey of all 160-something episodes, man, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. You mean a lot to me, and don't ever forget that. You're an important part of my journey, and you always will be, and I am grateful. You dig? All right, so for the people who are new to the show, I read quotes. I read these quotes, man. I always say success leaves clues. The quotes are interesting because they offer us kind of like a bite-sized wisdom, right? A snackable wisdom is another way of saying it, right? I might coin that phrase. People who have succeeded and that are great, they have a tendency to want to give back, right? And so when they're giving us those gifts, those gems, quotes allow us to be able to just kind of, it's a bite-sized version that we can ingest, right? You can read a quote and it can change the complete trajectory of your life. You can read a quote and it can lift you up. It's kind of like music in that way, right? Like you can read a quote and it'll take you back to a time and you're like, oh, I remember that quote. I was sitting in eighth grade and I was looking at Wendy Peppercorn and she winked at me and I was like, that's going to be my girl for life. So let's get into the quote, man. This one comes from, this is an all-time favorite actor. One of the greats, again, Al Pacino. Scarface, Any Given Sunday. Man, this dude, what was he in? Was he in Heat? I think he was in Heat too. This is what Al Pacino has to say. Y'all ready? He says, if something is working, don't fix it. Keep going. Go with the glow. I like that. He didn't say go with the flow. No, he did not say go with the flow, ladies and gentlemen. He said go with the glow. Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through the light. Anybody who's ever seen Coming to America will get that reference. So, there's so many things. And what did I say to somebody the other day? I said, I'm just going with the flow, right? I'm going with the flow. Some people may think that that means I'm lazy. I'm not lazy. I actually work pretty hard, but I there's this idea of like resistance, right? If you try to swim upstream, up river, because streams aren't that fast, but if you try to swim up river, are you going to get exhausted? What if you just went with the flow? You just turned down and you just floated, right? Not to say to float through life, but I think when I read this quote, what sticks out to me is that right? Like if something is working, why are you trying to, like, don't break it. Just keep going. That means it's flowing, right? If there's a relationship in your life that's working, if there, you know, is a job, if there's a career path that's working for you, go with it. Go with the glow, right? Go with the thing that lights you up. I do this podcast because it's flowy to me. It's flowy. It's glowy. Flowy and glowy. I feel good about it. And I want you to experience the same thing with whatever it is that you do. Because I think that's important. I think if we all reach this state of, and this is probably this grandiose, like, I don't know, maybe it's like a pipe dream, right? But there's nothing wrong with dreaming, even if it's a pipe dream. Because, hey, somebody will be smoking it. But it may be a pipe dream. I think that if more people did what they love, the world would be a lot less intense, right? People wouldn't be so angry. You know, and maybe you can't, like, everything that you do can't be fun, but you should you should be enjoying some part of your life, right? You're alive, especially if you are an able-bodied human, right? Like, you have no excuse. There's people that are laid up in the hospital. There's people that don't have limbs. There's people that are, you know, they have debilitating diseases. And you get to wake up every day and put on your pants and put on your socks, your shoes, and your top hat. Okay, maybe you don't wear a top hat, but you get what I'm saying. If you can find that enjoyment, I think that's part of living right there, right? You're winning. You're beating like 51% of the population if you can find some enjoyment. But it's all about that flow, right? It's all about going with it, keeping it going, baby, real smooth. Don't try to swim upstream. Hit me at 833-LAX-FAMOUS if you want to get your quote on the show. That's 833-LAX-FAMOUS. If you want to get your quote on the show, we will do that. You'll get your 15 seconds of fame. We'll shout you out, put you in the listeners' quotes hall of fame. And it's just a simple way that I like to give back to the people who listen to the podcast. And it's a great way to conversation starter, right? You can be like, hey, I was just featured on one of the best mother podcasts on the planet when you're at your next dinner party. I'll see you tomorrow. Holla, holla, holla for a dollar, 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 my friend. Peace.